You have returned to score Rest Stop, Don't Look Back. So why did you return?
The main reason I returned was I wanted a chance to play in this musical playground one more time. The score to the first Rest Stop, I just had a lot of fun with. I was able to write some really good songs. The whole horror film was scored with this bizarre little ensemble of electric, distorted banjo, fiddle, accordion, bass, basically a bluegrass band or a jug band almost.
Right.
And it has this very cool Ennio Morricone-inspired use of the banjo that is iconic of this character called the Driver, who's basically evil monster in what is essentially a monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard about Rest Stop 2 and they asked me to do it, I left it the opportunity to come back on the condition that we could still score it in that same style and that I could write a couple more songs, which, mm-hmm. of course, they were excited to let me do. So we've actually put a CD out that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks from La La Land Records.
Right.
And it not only includes the new hyped-up Rest Stop 2 score, which is much better than the first one, I think. It's kind of Lynyrd Skynyrd trapped in hell is how I describe it. It's a southern rock band, lots of cowbell, lots of dobro and slide guitar, but they're still doing a horror score, and it has all the banjo and all the other elements from the first film. And in addition to all those new cues, it has six tracks from the first record. So for anybody that didn't get a chance to check out that first CD, all the best tracks, including the three songs that I wrote, are on the new CD. So in fact, this new CD I consider the definitive Rest Stop musical experience.
Because this is a sequel, did you feel that you had to ramp up your approach on this?
I did not because it's a sequel, but just because I have learned a lot of tricks since I did Rest Stop 1, and I really do like that score very much. But I was eager to go back and apply some of the lessons I've learned, having done Battlestar Season 3 and Battlestar Season 4, to this weird ensemble and seeing what I could come up with. And it's much more organic and it's much more aggressive, but it's definitely in the same style. And I'd also like to point out that it's a very unusual score for a horror film, and mm-hmm. I think it's something that people that are into soundtracks but don't like horror movie soundtracks, because they're generally just a bunch of noise, would still really enjoy this record. It's more of a rock soundtrack than a horror movie soundtrack. I mean, there's definitely a lot of scary elements, but there's a lot of southern rock and blues in it, and it's a very interesting, very cool sound. And that's the main reason I did the film, is that I wanted to explore that a little further.
Now, you did mention you were writing more songs. Are we going to hear another kind of those warped gospel songs?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
There's an even better one. I got to collaborate with Buck Davis again on a second tune, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, both of the gospel tunes are on, the old one and the new one are on this record.
Awesome. Well, now, you mentioned that you were off to Seattle for the Experience Music Project. So
yes.
How did that come about?
They invited me out for this series called Inside Film, where they show something and then have someone there to talk about it. And they wanted to screen some clips from Battlestar Galactica and Terminator and have me there to talk about it. So we're going to be, it's mainly going to be focusing on my television work, although we're going to also talk about my feature film work and some of my concert stuff and also show a little clip from this goofy little documentary that I produced for my concert series last spring. So it's going to be a really fun night.
With all of this other stuff, I mean, you've got your plate full for the next little while, but is there anything else in the future that we should know about?
There are. I can't be too specific, but there are two video games that I'll be doing next year. In fact, one of them I'm starting immediately, that are going to be very exciting. And just keep an eye out on my blog, but if any of your listeners are gamers out there, as I am, these are going to be very exciting titles and very exciting scores. I'm really, really excited for the chance to play around in this medium and create interactive music.
Have you been asked to come on board for Caprica?
I haven't yet, and I honestly don't know if I will be asked. Caprica is definitely, I think, in a holding pattern for a while.
Okay.
So I don't take that as a is a sign either way. Yeah, I honestly have no idea what's going on with Caprica.
Well, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to speak to you, Bear.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. These are a lot of fun, and good luck with the program.